listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tomorrow, the Northwestern's women lacrosse team will take on 10th-ranked Florida in the fourth round of the NCAA tournament. The team has played in every semifinal round since 2019, with the exception of 2020, when there was no tournament. Today, Northwestern University President Michael Schill will testify before the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce. He was summoned along with the presidents of Rutgers and UCLA. This all comes as protests urging the university to disclose and divest took place on Deering Meadow. Schill, who is Jewish, and Northwestern University officials came to an agreement with students and protesters, ending the encampment in less than a week and without violence like that experienced at other campuses. The hearing is scheduled to take place at 9:15 Central Time. At Evanston, cicadas are beginning to emerge to mate and begin their next 17-year cycle. The Starbucks on Sherman will be closed for at least the next month for renovations. In the city, the Chicago Transit Authority, the CTA, is planning to invest in creating more open space, complete with parks, walking paths, and outdoor markets beneath the tracks of the red and purple lines on the north side. The Red and Purple Modernization Project will be the most expensive project in CTA history. Today is National Taffy Day and National Lucky Penny Day, so be on the lookout for Lincoln, because today might just be your lucky day. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.